Was there a single global dispersion of humanity from a central location? Welcome to Creation Basics, where our goal is to make God's creation part of your everyday conversation. Now, in today's episode, we're concluding our series featuring number 10 out of 10 of different instances where evolutionists have changed position on a major concept that's part of the creation-evolution controversy towards more of a creationist viewpoint. I've been hammering home this point. They have not switched to believe in biblical creation. What I've done here in this series is highlight the fact that what science is revealing is that creationist interpretations of the facts that we see in God's world are better understood according to God's word than an evolutionary explanation. So our question today is, have humans spread out around the world from one central point, from one central location? Now, even though this might be an older concept than some of the others that we've been covering, it still shows how evolutionary ideas have changed towards more of a biblical model over time, as we've been showing in the past episodes in this series. So, you see, evolutionists used to mock the idea that all the different races of people we see around the world could have come from the dispersal of one small group at a central point. For example, in Darwin's book, The Descent of Man, he attempted to divide humans up and classify them into different groups or species primarily based on where they lived. Back then, evolutionists were arguing that perhaps the environment people lived in caused them to adapt or evolve their specific looks and behaviors, you know, like people in with dark skin living in Africa because of the sun, or people with light skin living in colder climates. Now, that didn't really make a lot of sense. You know, people like the Inuit who have fairly dark skin live in the Arctic, but whatever. Evolutionists believe the differences in humankind's various races must be because of varying branches from a common ape-like ancestor, and this variation in appearance and supposed intelligence or abilities in this group couldn't have been started and come from one original human population with all of the inbuilt variation already present within it. But although there are different theories out there in the evolutionary community today, many evolutionists believe in what they call the out of Africa theory, where people came from a small founders group a fairly short time ago in evolutionary terms, and then dispersed across the planet from this focus point. Using mitochondrial DNA studies, proponents of this view believe that all people groups can trace their ancestry back to Africa, considered to, you know, by most evolutionist leaders to be the cradle of humankind. Now, what's really interesting is that there's another idea gaining traction in the evolutionary community, especially in China, called the Out of Asia theory, which proposes that Homo sapiens evolved in Asia, making it the actual cradle of life. And a more moderate view proposed by the director of the National Research Center of Human Evolution in Spain is that ancestors of modern humans originated in centrally located Middle East and spread out to Africa and Asia from there, which means they're getting closer to the truth. Evidence for out of Asia doesn't surprise creationists. Genesis clearly states that after the flood, mankind first settled in Babel, located in the Middle East. So, minus evolutionary dates and terms, the map of this new model that they've concocted resembles one that creationists have been using for years, based on Genesis 11's account of humans spread from Babel in the Middle East. They just disagree with our timeline, of course, but they always disagree with that. Biblical creationists have always believed that after Noah's flood, humans spread out all over the earth from a central point, the Tower of Babel. It was there that God confused the languages and people split up and moved to all corners of the globe. And there, you know, there are a whole bunch of things that give confirmation to this biblical account of the Tower of Babel and what happened as a result. So you've got stories about, you know, building a big tower and sudden language changes that appear in histories from the Sumerian, the Greek and Polynesian and Mexican and Native American sources. And of course, this is what we'd expect to find since the Tower of Babel was a real event. So language changes, ziggurats, names of Noah found throughout the world, and tower legends are excellent confirmations of the events at Babel. So today, the majority of evolutionists believe in the out of Africa theory, where people came from a small founding group or you know, a short time ago for them anyway, for the evolutionists, and dispersed across the planet. So except for the more southern dispersion point, most evolutionists hold to a much more creationist viewpoint now. And with the Out of Asia hypothesis gaining traction, it shows that evolutionists are getting even closer to a biblical view. So, have humans spread out around the world from one central point? Yes, at the Tower of Babel.